Monday, 21 March, 16, broadcast at the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We go back to our regular series of messages, and for those of you who have been with us sometimes, you know our basic text is in Ezekiel chapter 8. As God explains to Ezekiel, he brings him back from Babylon to Jerusalem to show him why he had to go far off from his people while Israel had to go into captivity. And we think about scriptures such as the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And we just look around us and see how our country and Western civilization has really turned its back on the Word of God and on the person of God himself, refusing to choose the Lord and accepting other gods. And I'll tell you, dear friend, there's no way we can stay out of trouble if we do not turn back to the Lord. He said, God said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Would you join me in prayer? Father, bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. With radio is different from television, some of the other means. You say, well, we sure do know that, preacher. We can't see you, and that's probably a blessing. But that's not what I'm talking about. Evidently, they're able to get ratings of people who are watching TV programs and so forth, and we have no way of knowing how many people are listening to our radio broadcast. But I do know that radio listeners fluctuate. I know that because I myself am a radio listener, and sometimes I pick up a program pretty much on a regular basis, and sometimes just every once in a while. And so we have different audiences from time to time. Thank the Lord for those who are with us on a continual basis. We really appreciate that. And if you've been with us on a continual basis, you know our text, what our text is speaking of here in Ezekiel chapter 8, that has led us over into Revelation chapters 2 and 3, looking at the different letters to the churches in Asia, Asia Minor, and realizing, I believe anyway, that these were not only letters to local churches, which they were, but I believe they represent, these churches represent different segments of the church age. I date the church age from its empowering, its activation at Pentecost, until the rapture of the church. Again, Father, do bless us, please, with thy word. In Jesus' name, amen. In Ezekiel chapter 8, we find Ezekiel over in Babylon, captivity. The Spirit of God goes. Well, let me just read it to you. It came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, the likeness of the appearance of a fire, from the appearance of his loins upward, fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness. And he put forth the form of a hand, and took me by the lock of mine head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now, the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes, the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary. But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. God in his mercy was saying to Ezekiel, I'm showing you why I had to leave you. I had to leave you as a people and let you go into captivity. Now, God is the God of reason. He said, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I will say this, God doesn't owe us anything. He does not have to explain to us why he does what he does. He is God Almighty. but I am so thankful that he cared enough to show us why he had to send or allow Israel to go into captivity and why he had to go far off from his people. And I believe that the same principles hold true today. I believe we are taught explicitly in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that these things are written for our admonition. They're there for our example. And as we look at the letters to the churches in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, we find that there are some things that God would praise these churches for, as it were. He would encourage them in. There are some that he had to rebuke them for, some things he had to chastise them for. And thus far, we have gotten down to the church at Philadelphia, the second church of the seven that did not have to be rebuked. The first church that was not rebuked was the church at Smyrna. It was a suffering church. And now we come to the angel or the messenger or the pastor of the church in Philadelphia in verse 7 of Revelation chapter 3. And to the angel in the church of Philadelphia write, "These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David." Now we went in this last time. This is a quote from the book of Isaiah. And we're speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ having the key of David. "He that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth." Now, I want to stop again concerning keys. I have in my pocket a ring with a whole lot of keys on them. Some of them, honestly, I've forgotten what they go to, if you want to know the truth. But there are some. I know what my house key looks like. I know what the church key looks like. And, of course, my automobile vehicle keys and those keys. But the keys that I have entitle me to open the locks that are associated with whatever it is that that key is locking or unlocking. Well, you say, "Preacher, that's pretty elementary." It is. But you see, as I mentioned in our regular study on this a few days ago, keys not only provide opportunity, but keys also impose an awesome responsibility. If you have a key to a building, then you are responsible for the contents of that building. You're responsible for the safety of that building, and you have an opportunity to open that door to enter. You have an opportunity to open that door for others to enter. You also have the opportunity to lock that door so that others cannot get in. Our Lord Jesus Christ, as we said in our recent broadcast, he has the keys to heaven itself. He has many other keys. He has the key of David. He opens opportunities. He shuts opportunities. He opens doors of service. He closes those doors of service. But when it comes to this matter of going to heaven, dear friend, the Jesus Christ is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is alive. And he is the only way to heaven. The only way to heaven. The Bible says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name unto heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." In John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My dear friend, that is the key that opens the door for salvation, and God closes that to any who will not trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But I want to also discuss some other locks, quote, end quote, that our Lord Jesus Christ controls with his keys. We will get into this, God willing, on the next broadcast. But if you'll be reading, starting in verse 7 of Revelation chapter 3, regarding the church, the letter to the church at Philadelphia, and how our Lord Jesus Christ, glory be to his name, he hath the key of David. He that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Father, we thank you for this wonderful truth, for our wonderful Savior, that he alone holds this key, the key of David, and we praise thee in Jesus' wonderful name, even he who is a great key holder. Amen. Been good to be with you for another broadcast. My heart's desire is that God will use each of us to be a channel of His blessing, that we can sow the good seed, water it, and then, God willing, reap the harvest today. Please join us next broadcast if you can.